There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is really geek.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of the Unique Geek's 50 Days, a Dragon Con podcast, counting down from 50 down to zero, and usually skipping a couple of times during the way. But at the end, you will have 50-somethings. And joining me tonight, Lee is actually right now, she's at the director's meeting for Dragon Con. I think it's the last one, I would hope, since we're only less than two weeks out from Dragon Con. But joining me tonight is the creator, producer, and director of the Zombie Sock series, Elizabeth Stacy. Elizabeth, how you doing?
Hi, John. Hi, everybody. I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing well, a little excited because, you know, Dragon Con.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm so sorry Lee couldn't be with us.
Well, you know, she has to do her thing. So if the directors weren't having these meetings, then nobody would know what was going on. And then the show would fall apart and everything would go crazy. And maybe zombies would take over.
Well, yeah, and I know how she feels about zombies, too. So.
Yes, yeah, she probably didn't want to be on. She's probably using that as an excuse to not be on because she's scared of zombies, because zombies are scary. But before we get to that, because we will get to that in just a second, explain to me what it is that you, what this is that you've created for, and by the way, it's showing at the Film Fest, correct?
Yes, we don't just have one episode, we have two. The first two episodes of our web series are screening at Dragon Con on Friday night at 11:30 p.m. in the zombie block.
Now, are both series up on YouTube right now, or just the, are both episodes rather up on YouTube right now, or is it just the one?
We actually have four full episodes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and two music videos, and a couple of extra little tidbits, interviews, and that kind of thing.
Okay. I saw the first episode, and I saw two of the music videos, but maybe I'm just missing something there. Maybe I don't know how to use the internet. The internet's new. It's this newfangled thing. I'm not sure if you've heard of it. Yeah, I haven't seen the other ones. I was actually hoping to see the other one, so now, hey, there you go. All right, so tell me a little bit about what the Zombie Sock series is.
Okay, basically what it is, it's a web series. Our premise is that it's sort of post-Walking Dead, but in our world, the zombie apocalypse maybe lasted about 2 weeks, and corporate America's figured out how to capitalize on the zombies that are still wandering around, and they utilize the Undead Rental Corporation to catch them, clean them up, and rent them to people, and for all kinds of reasons. And each episode is pretty much based on a different division of the Undead Rental Corporation. And they are written in the style of popular television shows.
Ah, okay. And it's actually it's a very ingenious idea. Now, now you said you're the creator, so you came up with this idea?
I did. I had some friends last year. Now we're barely a year old. We're actually celebrating our first birthday at Dragon Con.
Oh, yay!
Last year, I had some friends who kept asking me when I was going to do a zombie film, and I said no. I said, that is, you know, I'm a huge zombie fan, but that is the last thing I want to do is go messing with this genre that happens to be absolutely everywhere right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave it some thought, and I kind of came up with this concept because I wanted to do it different. If I was going to go zombie, mm-hmm. I had to do it completely differently. And so I came up with the comedy angle, because it's not really predominant out there. There's a lot of dramatic and scary zombies, but there aren't a whole lot of funny ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to make people laugh.
Oh, great. So tell me a little bit about the process. How did this all, I mean, obviously once you got the idea and it went and moved forward, how did it go from there? What was the next step in your process?
Well, the next step is I basically outlined what the series would be like. And I started working with my friend Michael Boylan, who's a published author. And we came up with about three scripts to begin with, and then I had a music video parody. And I actually came to Dragon Con last year and took the production A to Z class in the film track.
Oh.
That's where I went to film school.
Oh, interesting. Very, very interesting.
And I took all the stuff that I learned from the folks who do it every day. I took all that stuff and applied it to producing this show. And I think I basically would talk to anybody who would look in my general direction. And I got some really strange looks when I started saying, hey, you know, I've got this show idea called Zombie Socks. And people were like, what are you talking about? That is just weird. But after that, we went to Dragon Con and had an absolute blast. And I basically spent 4 days in the bowels of the Hyatt.
Right.
Which, bottom floor, way, way back corner room, about as far as you could go. And I studied for 4 days with some great filmmakers. And I came out from that, and I started attending this thing called Get Connected. It's a monthly industry event in Atlanta for independent filmmakers to network and to see screenings of what people are doing. And we met some cast and crew there. And after that, then we started shooting. It just all sort of fell into place really quickly, and it worked out really well. People really like the concept.
It is a very fun and interesting concept, which is why I was anxious to see the other ones, and now that I know that they're out there, I can go watch them. Excellent. And so we should also mention they're on YouTube, so whereabouts is your YouTube site?
We normally only have YouTube. If you go to YouTube and you type in Zombie Socks Series, all one word, mm-hmm. it'll take you straight to our channel. Mm-hmm. We're also on Blip TV. We're also downloadable free on iTunes.
Oh, great.
We have it's considered a video podcast, and Blip TV distributes directly to them and to our YouTube channel. And we're also on a new service called iFlix TV, which is just like Netflix, but it's more independent film-based, and you can either get a subscription, or they also have a free channel. And that's based in Atlanta.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So tell me a little bit, was that your first Dragon Con experience, or had you been to Dragon Con before?
I had been to Dragon Con once before. My daughter, who is 16 now, we just, on a whim, we'd never been. We looked at the website and said, hey, we want to go check this out. Mm-hmm. And we just went, and that was the 25th anniversary year. Mm-hmm. And we had a blast. And then last year, when I found out they were going to have this production A to Z class, I said, okay, that's another reason for me to go and do something completely different.
Right.
At Dragon Con. And so I decided to do that. And so this is technically our third year. And since Zombie Socks was sort of born, the buzz was born at Dragon Con last year. It's kind of like coming home.
Oh, nice.
For a bunch of us. So it's really cool.
Nice. So what was your first experience like then? You mentioned that you saw the website and you said, okay, I'm going to go. But was there anybody in particular you're coming to see, or what was what happened on your first experience?
All right. Well, when we took a look at the website, my daughter absolutely flipped out because the guys from Being Human, Sam Witwer and Sam Huntington, were going to be there. And that was her deciding factor. And I was like, you know what? You want this for your birthday? This will be your birthday present. We'll go. So that's kind of what we did. And we just sort of prepared ourselves to stand in line and wait and crowds and all that. And we just thoroughly enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. We just sort of relaxed. We went to, you know, some important, you know, panels that we really wanted to see and just had a really good time. Didn't really stress out about scheduling a whole bunch of stuff. Just really went to check it out.
Now, you did get to see the Being Human folks though, right?
Oh, yes. My daughter had them fighting with each other over signing her book. That was really fun.
Oh, really? Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
She had Sam Witwer and Sam Huntington fighting over who was going to hug her and who was going to sign what, and somebody called somebody a douche, and it was
nice. So when are you... What are you looking forward to this year, actually? Is there anything in particular besides, obviously, the premiere of, well, the showing of your of Zombie Sox episodes, but is there anything else that you're excited to see this year?
Well, we are actually going to be participating in the KahunaCon Street Festival.
Okay.
We're going to have a table with them. So besides the Zombie Sox stuff, we're going to be at the end of the parade. At their street festival, so that's pretty exciting, and we're going to have a bunch of cast and crew there as well. But I'm actually interested in the Torchwood panels and John Behrman.
Mm. Okay. Everyone seems to want to go see Behrman. I don't know why. Maybe it's the fact that he takes his pants off on stage. I don't know. Maybe that has something to do with it.
Maybe.
So what times are you screening your shows? I think we mentioned that, by the way, they are in the bowels of the Marriott, right? Still?
No, they're in the Learning Center of the Hyatt.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Oh, so they actually have the panels and classes in a different hotel last year?
No, well...
Or do you know?
The Hyatt has like two towers.
Right.
And it was like the very far away tower all the way at the bottom where the panels, the class was that
right.
I was in. And then the screening room is in the big learning center, and it's across from a ballroom where they had some concert performances and that kind of thing.
Right.
But it was still in the Hyatt.
Now, is that the one, because we talked with the Film Fest folks last year and we didn't get them back on this year. Is that the one with all the comfy chairs?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. That's the room with all the comfy chairs.
Okay. So the Learning Center, what time will it be on the air?
We are in the zombie block, and that's at 11:30 p.m. on Friday.
Oh, right at the very beginning of con then.
Yes.
Cool. And so what other folks are going to be there that you are aware of as far as at the film festival?
There's only one person that I know or that I've heard of. Brian Teague is screening a film, and I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head right now, but he's the only other person that I've ever heard of that's screening a film there.
Okay.
This year.
And just so I understand this, so basically, had you ever done any video production before?
I kind of taught myself.
Right.
How to do it a couple of years ago after I had a really bad accident. I taught myself how to shoot and edit video, but I'd never actually produced a film or any kind of major production.
Right.
Last summer, I spent some time on a set where my friend was making a pilot, and I just sort of paid attention and watched. And I have a photography background and a musical theater background, and I just said, you know, I could do this. And that's just kind of how it was. I decided I was going to do it, and I did it.
And then DragonCon came along, and you went to the classes and then said, all right, that's it. I've got everything I need to know, and went out and did it. It's very well shot, by the way. It's very well shot, edited, and of course it would be, because otherwise DragonCon wouldn't put it in their
right.
Film Fest. Oh, they get tons and tons and tons of submissions. So to be selected is in and of itself an honor, and so it's kind of interesting that with some of the classes that you took at DragonCon that it kind of just all clicked and came together like that.
Well, I really paid attention. You can learn a lot. I mean, there's a lot more to DragonCon than people really realize. And the fact that I took this course, I just paid really close attention to what people had to say, what they said worked, what they said didn't work, you know, the processes they used. And one of the things I tend to kind of be pretty good at is building a team of people who know what they're doing. And I was able to do that by going to the Get Connected events and meeting people and talking to people, and they really liked the concept. And so, you know, I had an overwhelming response of folks wanting to volunteer to be a part of it because they really liked the material. And because of that, we have a fantastic, I work with a cinematographer who now, after four episodes, lives in my head and knows exactly what I like. And he's an absolute genius. His name is Matthias Saunders. And he's an absolute genius, and I love working with him. And we've had a couple of different people come and do our on-site sound. But one of the things that I learned was that your sound has to be perfect. Mm-hmm. Your sound has to be perfect, and no project ever failed due to over-planning. So I plan everything. If people breathe funny, it's going to be on my call sheet.
So you have four episodes out. When's the fifth coming?
The fifth one is actually being written. Because we do everything as we just strictly on donations, we only do what we're prepared for. So we are writing script number five, which is called Ground Zero.
Okay.
And hopefully to shoot in October.
Oh, okay.
But we only do it, as I said, as we get donations. Because everybody's volunteer, we just collect money to make the show itself, as in props and feeding people, because that's really important, because you don't want grumpy actors, because that's not fun. And then to offset some of the set costs, or if we have to have a location and that kind of thing.
Okay. Now, have you considered, well, first of all, how do you get your donations then?
We have used crowdfunding before.
Okay.
We've used personal donations. We've used some crowdfunding. We used a GoFundMe site. And again, I like to make sure that I have a bunch of stuff prepared before I launch one. So we'll finish script five, and I'll be happy with it before we start putting it out to ask for donations.
Mm-hmm.
And the other way is we actually have custom zombie socks, which we'll be selling at DragonCon.
Actual socks.
Yes, actual socks with our little zombie head. If you remember from episode one, spoiler alert, there's a little zombie head that pops up over people's mouths if they say a bad word.
Right, yeah, I saw that.
That's
at first, I thought I was hallucinating, by the way. I went, what is that my cursor? What just happened? Oh, okay, I see what happened. But I had to back it up. I have to do this occasionally. Like, recently, my remote button, and I never had done this before, there's a battery thing flashing up in the upper right-hand corner when I turned on the cable box. I was like, what the heck is... And then, so I'd back it up and go, it's not there. Did I hallucinate that? And so then the next day, I would turn it back on and it'd be there again. I'm like, and I would say, Sonny, look. Sonny's my wife. Look. And it would... and she's like, what are you talking about? I don't see anything. And then I go, I'm hallucinating. And finally, she saw it. And so now I know that I'm not crazy. But I did have to rewind it. And I was like, what just happened? Okay, it wasn't me. All right, go ahead. Yeah, so the little zombie, bleeper guy.
Yeah, that's our little mascot. And we actually had these socks custom made. The design is knitted into the sock as it's physically made. So it's not embroidered. It's not screen printed. These things are awesome. But we're selling those at Dragon Con, and the proceeds basically go to fund our next piece.
Oh, great. Where can they pick those up at then?
We'll have a table at the end, at where the very end of the parade lets out, right on Peachtree Center in front of the big Kahuna restaurant where Kahuna Con is having a street festival. We're having a table with them, and we'll be there all day Saturday and all day Sunday.
Okay, that sounds great. And this is the first I've actually heard of the Kahuna Con thing. What is that? Is that just obviously not directly related with Dragon Con, but is it just
Have you heard of the Contourage?
Yes, I have. Yes.
Okay, that's the Contourage group. That's their big thing this year.
Oh, okay.
The new restaurant. They've partnered with the new restaurant, Big Kahuna, and they're calling it Kahuna Con.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that's what they were doing this year. Okay, excellent. Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah, they're going to have some other parties, too. They've got one in the Marriott on Friday evening.
Oh, they have some other parties for sure. I'm sure they're not in the street.
Some of the guys from Sci-Fi's Face Off who are going to be doing makeup for folks there.
Oh, great. Great. Yeah, a friend of mine is a PR person for one of those folks. All right, so great. That's over at Big Kahuna's, and that's over in the... Whereabouts is... So that's a new restaurant then.
Yeah, it's brand new. It's right on Peachtree Center. It's like half a block from the midpoint between the Marriott and the Hyatt.
Okay, on Peachtree Center between the Marriott and the Hyatt.
Right, it's right where the parade finishes.
Trying to imagine where that is. Okay. But anyway, people look it up. It's a big kahuna in Atlanta. There can't be too many of those in Atlanta. If it was California, yeah, there'd probably be a few. Atlanta, not so many. okay, so you're going to be selling your socks there. That's excellent. I had another question on top of my head, and I can't even remember what it was. And now I'm sounding like a zombie.
We could use that for.
Oh, fantastic! Yeah. Feel free. So episode 5 is being written, and you're going to use these donations. And what other things are you guys going to be doing this weekend? Oh, that's what it was, and I remembered now. In our correspondence, you had mentioned that you're doing some charity work as well.
Yes, I was very, very fortunate back in the spring to work with a troop of Girl Scouts here in Griffin, and actually took them through a movie making 101 course.
Oh, that's so awesome!
And
my daughter is now in eighth grade and has been in Girl Scouts since kindergarten. So, I'm a huge Girl Scout fan. But go on.
Cookies are great. I got paid in cookies. what I did, they're older Girl Scouts, and we basically sort of talked through the process of what it takes to make a film, an independent film, with whatever you have. And they were working on earning a badge, and so I got to help them do that, and that was really exciting because I love working with teenagers. And then I also have, it sort of kick-started the development for a program that I wanted to start for my area. And it's called Team Z Films Youth Production Workshop.
Mm-hmm.
And right now it's still in its infant stage. I'm still doing some planning and talking to folks. But basically what it'll be is a hands-on club sort of atmosphere for teens to come and learn how to crew for each other, make some independent films, and just to have a lot of fun and see if that's, you know, maybe something they want to do later.
Oh, that's an excellent idea. That's awesome.
And then, yeah, thank you. And then the last thing right now, the big thing that we're planning for is Griffin, Georgia. I live about 40 miles south of the airport, straight down 75. On October 26th, we're going to have the Griffin Zombie Walk and Canned Food Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what we're going to do is everybody brings 5 canned foods, can be a part of the zombie walk. And for every 5 cans that you donate, you get a free pizza from Little Caesars. Our local Little Caesars has given those away. And the food goes to help a couple of ministries in the area. And we'll just dress up in the coolest costumes you have as far as your zombies. You get made up and you just wander through downtown Griffin in the afternoon, and then we'll have a costume contest and an opportunity for somebody to win a walk-on role as a zombie in our show.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, it's a lot of awesome work you're doing.
Thank you.
Oh.
It's fun. I get really excited about it because one of the next things that we're working on is I wrote a parody song for Katy Perry's I Kissed a Girl, and it's called I Bit You Girl.
Oh, awesome.
And we're working on that, and so that'll be the next little piece that we actually do between now and the time that we shoot the 5th episode.
And what were the other two videos?
All right, episode 1 is Undead Rental.
Mm-hmm.
Episode 2 is The Undead Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Episode 3 is Disgusting Careers, which we had our first guest star, comedian Ryan Singer, came all the way from L.A. to play our lead.
Oh, nice.
And then episode 4 is a little different. It is part of UPN, which is the Undead People's Network. And it is a cross. It's called Piranha Bowl, and it's a cross between Shark Tank and Honey Boo Boo.
And the best part about UPN is that actually it is dead, so.
Yeah, I know.
But what were the other, you said you had two other music videos. What were they parodies of?
Our first one, Undead Together, was Kelly Clarkson's My Life Would Suck Without You.
Right.
And it's called Undead Together. Yeah, and
it's really funny.
Thank you. The whole cast sings that one, and it's, every time we do another episode, we actually cut little pieces of it out and insert the new cast. So it sort of evolves, and that's why we have two right now. It's slowly evolving as we do more, and through the first season, it will continue to do that. And it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun to get everybody to sing this insane song, and to go into a studio to record it, much less actually shoot the video.
It is very funny, and like I said, I've enjoyed the first episode, and I was actually looking forward to seeing the second episode, and I didn't realize it was on, so now I have something to do this weekend. So back to Dragon Con again, and I have to ask this question of all of our new guests. So in your case, actually, if you want, zombies are fine. Lee's not here, so zombies are absolutely acceptable. If you could have three guests, living, dead, or fictional, or zombies, who would they be? Who would you like to see at Dragon Con from your personal interests?
Okay. Well, my top number one has got to be Joss Whedon, because he is my hero. I will be wearing my Guns Don't Kill People, Joss Whedon Kills People shirt.
That is an awesome shirt. I have seen that before. It is an awesome shirt.
I know. He's my hero.
There was something on Facebook the other day. I think it was, I forget. There's three. Oh, Joss Whedon, George R.R. Martin, and I forget who the third one was. But anyway, walk into a bar and everybody you ever loved is dead.
Yep.
who's the third person? Oh, I wonder who it is. Okay, so, Joss Whedon. You among hundreds of thousands of other people would love to see him. By the way, I don't think Dragon Con could hold the amount of folks that suddenly show up at Dragon Con if Joss Whedon, it's bursting at the seams now, but if he showed up, it would be insane. Who else would you like to see?
I would like to see Thomas Edison.
Oh, very interesting.
Well, I can film nerddom way, way back.
Yeah.
The beginnings. I think he would be absolutely fascinating to talk to. And, third, let me see. I would probably, that's really hard. I don't know. Kevin Smith, maybe?
Kevin Smith, yeah. Okay, he has been at Dragon Con, but it's been a long, long, long time since he's been there. I think it was... it has to be well over 12 years ago at this point that he was there. Because
he was in Atlanta. He was in Atlanta a couple of months ago, and he said he was going to come, but he's not on the list. So
yeah, no,
he's apparently not coming.
He's not coming. No. I would love to see him as well, because he is a very interesting. And for you, he kind of the same story. You know, he just kind of decided he found something he wanted to film, and he filmed it and put up his money and got it going and went that route. I know that he's not really doing directing, or I'm sure he's still doing plenty of writing, even for comic books, but not doing directing anymore so much. I think he has one project left, and then he's done with it for a while, but you know how that is. It's one of those things where until, you know, you get the bug again and you want to do it again. So, cool. Yeah.
I get my buzz back by working on other stuff.
Really?
Yes. I just wrote with a great team for the 48-hour film project Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an incredible experience. You're given a line of dialogue, a character, a prop, and 48 hours to make a complete film.
So I saw a 48-hour film the other day. It was like the first time I had ever heard of it. I forget which one it was. I think it was the One where they bring the guy back to life. You know what I'm talking about?
One Last Time?
The I saw a 48-hour film for the first time the other day, and it was the one where they bring the guy back to life. They reanimate him. I forget what the title of it was, but how does that work? I mean, so you said that they give you a dialogue in 48 hours, but do they give you a crew or is it?
Oh, no. You have a team.
Okay.
You take some time. The only prep work you generally do beforehand is you build your team. You go, okay, we need, a couple of writers. We need camera people. We need sound people. We need, actors. You sort of put your team together and then you go and draw your genre out of a hat.
Mm-hmm.
Get your list of requirements and then you have 48 hours to make your film.
So actually this is this all over the country this goes?
This is international. This is all over the world.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I just looked it up. I was like, oh, it's only in 5 states and then realized it's in alphabetical order. That was only the A's. It's gotten to only B's and now C's. Wow. Wow. That's actually pretty cool. And how'd you get connected with that? You just found online or?
I had, some folks that I had been interested in working with on a project, and for whatever reason, we couldn't get together. Their schedule wouldn't allow them to come down. They didn't have a project that I'd be right for, whatever. But we really wanted to work together. So the 48 hour gave me a chance to work with them. Ryan Felton with Felton Films asked me to come on as a writer, for their 48 hour entry. And I was like, sure. Okay. So that's how I kind of got hooked up with them. We had talked previously and I came on board as a writer. And we stayed up all night, and I got to write with this amazing guy named Daniel Guyton, who has won tons of awards for plays that he's written. And we just hit it off, and we wrote the script for One Last Time. And
it was your film then. It was One Last Time.
Okay, yeah.
That was the one I was thinking of. They brought the dude back to life, right? He had died.
Mm-hmm.
Wife had died.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, sorry. Wow, okay. It's funny. Okay, so now that I'm looking at this, this is how weird my life is. I just missed the one that was in Tampa. The Tampa one was in, which is where I'm at, which was about 3 weeks ago, apparently. And funny enough, I actually do work for one of the sponsors, which was Bay Stage Lighting. Not once did this ever come up.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I do their networking and I do all sorts of other stuff for them. And not that they were going to tell me, but it's a small company. There's only like 20 people that work there. And they do a ton of stuff that do excellent work. I should go ahead and promote them now, I guess. BayStageLighting.com. There you go. So I missed it. Oh, it's a $12. Oh, man. Oh.
But
sucks,
there's a 48-hour international
mm-hmm.
film project, and you actually get to pick your weekend for that. That's coming up later.
Oh, okay.
In the year.
Okay. Oh. I actually haven't missed it completely because Tuesday. Oh, that's unfortunate. Tuesday, August 27th, which means. I'll be the very next morning. I'm up bright and early to go to Atlanta for Dragon Con. So that ain't going to happen either. Well, I want to see that.
You'll be able to watch them online, though.
I'm sure.
Be able to put them online.
Oh, I'm sure I'll see them there as well. But yeah, yours was that One Last Time was actually really excellent as well. Well, congratulations. You are doing some excellent work.
Thank you. I was not completely 100%. I should not take all the credit for this.
Right.
Daniel Guyton helped me, he did the majority of the writing and the cast. David Alexander and Matt and Ryan and Jennifer were amazing. They pulled it off and, the crew, the folks that helped with the crew, they were amazing. you know, otherwise I don't think, you know, we won an Audience Choice Award. We won Best Ensemble Cast and Best Writing.
Oh, that's great.
And we just had a blast.
That's great. And, well, I should say it this way then. You have associated yourself with some great teams. And as you mentioned earlier, you have a knack for being able to find those teams, and getting associated with those folks worked out really well. So I really enjoyed that. And I've enjoyed, like I said, I enjoyed the first Zombie Sox. Now I got to go watch the other three. yeah. Great. So we've got, let's see, make sure we got this all done. We did the three guests. We chatted a bit about what you're doing at Dragon Con. Go ahead and remind everyone again when your showing is and where your showing is.
Okay. We're showing episodes 1 and 2 at 11:30 p.m. in the Zombie Block at the Learning Center of the Hyatt Friday, 11:30.
Awesome. And I'm sure that you'll have a lot of people there for no other reason than it is the Zombie Block. So how big is the block? I mean, do you know how long it goes?
Well, the next showing isn't until 1.
Okay. So it's about at least probably around 2 and a half hours. Okay. Cool. So the Zombie Block over at Dragon Con in the film room, in the comfy chair room.
In the comfy chair room.
As they wanted to point out to us that, you know, people can just come in and relax there if you want to. So, and watch a movie while you're resting, if there's nothing else going on, especially. But sure.
Because they go all the time.
Right.
I don't think they ever stop.
It's 24. Yeah, it is 24-4, right? 4 days.
I think so.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I think it's pretty close.
Yeah. Well, it's not 24 because they technically don't start on Thursday until 10 now, I think is what it is. And they end at 4 on Monday, I think.
Well, we have the awards.
Plus the awards, yeah.
Yeah, those will be on Monday.
Those will be on Monday. What time are the awards, do you know?
I believe they're at 1.
At 1 o'clock. Okay, great. And in the library as well? I mean, the learning room, library. In the library. Go find the library. That's where it'll be. No, in the learning room too, or is it
the Learning Center.
Learning Center. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I should have been writing some of this stuff down as I went along, but yeah, notes aren't my thing.
It's okay. One thing I do want to tell you is that we became SAG back in the fall. We're actually a union production, and we're the first SAG-AFTRA new media web series in Georgia.
Really? That is very interesting. Now, if I may ask, how does that process work, and why did that process happen?
Well, we wanted a full SAG actor, Lawrence Vann, for episode 4, the player lead. He could not come on board unless we were union production, because he is a full SAG actor. So he put me in touch with the Atlanta SAG office, and Allison over there is just brilliant. Love her. We got to talking. They were like, okay, you need to fill out this paperwork, and we have to send them a copy of the script, and we have to send them, you know, a copy of my ID and cast list and that kind of thing, and then we had to wait. Well, we were scheduled to shoot in just, you know, 3 or 4 weeks' time, and they were so awesome. They went and pushed it through L.A., and within 2 weeks, I had a rep. And generally, there are, like, some pretty hefty little fees that go along with it, but they waived all of that for us.
Oh, that's awesome.
They really liked our stuff.
That's awesome. Great. That is very interesting. So, well, let me ask you this thing, because now I'm professional. I'm not professionally curious, but I'm just curious.
Okay.
What does that mean for the episodes then? I mean, what does that mean for filming? Does it mean you have stricter requirements, or you can only work with certain people, or is it just, you know, basically it's just because if you want a SAG actor, you have to be SAG or SAG.
It's with Georgia. Georgia is what they call a right to work state.
Right.
Same as Florida. With our new media contracts, basically it means I can work with anybody that I want.
Okay.
And anybody who is non-union that plays a principal role in one episode is automatically SAG eligible. Because my people are volunteer, because they donate their time and their talents, it's something that I can give back to them.
That's very interesting because, as you are probably very well aware of at this point, that is something that's often sought after by lots of actors and lots of, you know, great actors too, that you know, may not have had that opportunity. And so that's an interesting opportunity that you provide to those folks that would not otherwise be available, especially, and frankly, in Atlanta or in Georgia.
Well, Atlanta is now becoming the Hollywood of the South.
There is that because, you know, they shot the Punisher movie down here in Tampa, and it was horrible. So they decided that Tampa's horrible. So it was. I don't know if you saw the John Travolta version or
no.
It was not very good. Yeah. Anyway, the scenery was beautiful, but of course, the Punisher's scenery is not supposed to be bright, sunny, beachy Florida. No. But whatever, you know, details.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, all right. Well, Elizabeth, thank you very much for joining us. It's been a pleasure, and I look forward to catching up with you at Dragon Con, and also look forward to seeing the other three episodes tonight as I sit in front of my computer in my bed, because I do that. I watch television, have the computer going, except when I'm watching videos, because then I stop the television so I can watch the videos. So I will I look forward to doing that. And again, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it, because I'm like nerding out over here because I'm a huge fan of you and Lee.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah. I've been begging. I've been trying to get on your podcast for a year and a half. So.
Oh, stop. You didn't have to beg.
We would have had you
on last year, but like I said, I looked back through our thread of conversations, and you know, it was just at the time we were all booked up and needed folks. And then I kept meaning to email you, and I kept forgetting. And then I went, well, I can probably just do this through Facebook. And sure enough, Facebook, the great connector to all things.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is.
Worked out very well. And we got you on, and it's a pleasure. It was my pleasure to have you on. And appreciate you you taking time out of your schedule to do this. And again, everyone, be sure to go check out the at least the zombie block over at the screening room and at the library. Again, it's at the library. No, it's not at the library. It is not at the library. Do not look for the library. Do not yell at me if you look for the library and you can't find it. It is, and now I can't remember what it's called. The Learning Center. Thank you.
The Learning Center. The place with the comfy chairs.
The comfy chair room. Just ask one of the fine volunteers there at Dragon Con at the information desk where the comfy chairs are, and they'll just kind of stare at you blankly for a while. By the way, and then eventually you have to explain where the movies are. Oh, okay, that place.
Right. Exactly. So we're actually. I wanted to catch you before I took off, but we're actually launching a very brand new, beautiful website right before Dragon Con.
Oh, do you have a URL for it yet?
Yes, it will be at undeadrental.com.
Oh, that's great. Great URL.
Yep.
I'm actually kind of
launching that a couple of days before we head to Dragon Con.
So people don't necessarily look for it, because this will go up probably well over before a week.
Right.
Probably about 3 days before from the time we're recording this, which is on a Saturday. But it should be up soon. But Undead Rental, I'm surprised that was still available.
I was very fortunate. Greg Massey, who plays Uncle Phil in our third episode, he was so sweet. He tends to go a little crazy and buy a bunch of domain names.
Mm-hmm.
And he went and bought that for me.
Oh, that's great. Well, I mean, even now, though, I'm just even surprised that it was available just in general.
Well, we looked for zombie socks, and that was taken at some English vulgar sock puppet group, so we couldn't have that one. So we went, it's actually the Undead Rental corporate site.
And I have a, it is awesome. That's an awesome idea. So yeah, because I've said this before, but the folks that own Unique Geek, I want to strangle them. They're doing nothing with it, but so instead we have to be the Unique Geek. They've done nothing with it in the 9 years that the Unique Geek's been around. Nah, 10 years that the Unique Geek has been around, but they just keep sitting on it and don't do anything with it and renew every year, and it gets annoying. So, but Undead Rental, awesome. Awesome URL. All right, so folks, go over there and check that out. Undeadrental.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And check that out. closer to Dragon Con time period than the time that you're hearing this. Unless you're hearing this like at Dragon Con, then feel free to point your browser that direction. So until next time, this is John for Elizabeth and Lee, who's actually at the director's meeting, until next time, peace.
Bye.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.